Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So not quite 2 weeks ago, I was chest deep in the ocean enjoying the beach. So this first story here kind of terrifies me. I just have to tell you that because ever since I saw Jaws, and I happened to be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina when I saw Jaws, and I was back there thinking about that when I visited a couple weeks ago. They've just caught a 1,000-pound shark near a popular U.S. beach. Yeah. This is near Pensacola, Florida, right? And these guys were out fishing in the Gulf of America, and they caught a 1,000-pound tiger shark. It was 11 feet 8 inches long. Here's the thing about it. They work for something called Shark and Shore, and they're trying to find big sharks. So they tagged it and put it back in the water.
Here, everyone, go swimming.
What were you thinking about? That's like finding a snake and letting go. Don't do that.
Like, you see those videos where people are like ankle deep in the water and there's a shark that's not too far out. That's what terrifies me.
I know.
That's why I prefer lakes. I love looking at the ocean, but I'd rather swim in a lake.
Well, that's why I'd prefer to be somewhere where the water's a little clearer, like South Florida or the Caribbean, where you can see what's under you.
Before your leg gets bitten off.
So you can see your death.
Exactly. See it coming in.
Okay, I know you probably are not into this, Mark, but I have totally watch these weird videos on social media that are very, very popular right now that involve chefs making these really tiny meals using miniature cooking equipment.
No.
It's a growing trend. Sue, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it's kind of awesome.
It is.
Absorbing, but crazy.
I know. It's called Kawaii. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Kawaii cooking, which is Japanese for cute cooking. Whoa. It's a phenomenon that's immensely popular on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. They're everywhere.
Among who?
Well,
you
probably women.
And Sue.
And maybe
women.
Some men.
So we know who their audience is.
Then the women are telling the husbands, hey, did you see this funny video? I mean, they're really cute. Do you back me up on that, Sue?
I totally do.
Small dishes. Is that like small portions? I mean, why would you do that?
Explain this. Teeny, teeny, tiny.
Like dowel size.
Like your thumbnail. Right. Like that's the size of the burger.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's like cute, Mark.
Yes, it's cute and it's difficult and weird.
And it makes them money.
Also
that's
that.
True, too, Ethan.
Yeah. All right. So experts are warning everywhere you go, like a lot of websites these days, even if you're making a purchase for like $90 or $100, it will offer you a buy now, pay later option. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you're a little tight on the budget that month, but you really want it, people are taking them up on this. Well, here's what you need to know. Starting soon, that could wreck your credit. Up until now, those have not been included on credit reports. Starting this fall, the buy now, pay later thing will be included on your credit report. And people just don't know about this, I don't think. We need to warn them because FICO and all of these announced that they're going to specifically be start incorporating that this fall. So don't think you can get away with that anymore without people. Remember we talked about people using it to buy groceries?
Oh, yeah. Walmart was allowing
God,
it.
Oh, my God. That's the stupidest thing ever.
No, never do that. You'll eat your burger and then realize you forgot you haven't paid for it yet, and you really don't want to then.
Especially if it's tiny.
Did you guys hear that the cost of a stamp has gone up again? So cost of a first-class stamp was 73 cents, and it just was announced that it's now up to 78 cents. And just for context, the year 2000, the price of a first-class postage stamp here in the United States was just 33 cents.
So it's gone up 40 cents and the service has gotten worse?
Pretty much.
I was just going to say that. The service has really improved. So, that makes sense.
You're getting
feel good about that.
Take all the money you made with those forever stamps.
Well, that's true. You worry about it. I'm like, wait, I just ordered something. I don't even know if I should send it through the mail. Maybe I should pay the $20 to have it sent else.
You got to think about it. That's for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.